You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Earl. I always say good under the circumstances. I'm good personally.
You know, Dr. Craig, a lot to talk about. All I could do is think about you as we're watching Rome burn. And so I spent some time this morning before we get into all the things we're going to talk about the first hour, asking why the American people are so afraid of their president. Dr. Craig, when did we ever in this country fear the president of the United States? And why are people falling prey to this? Why are they so afraid? I understand, you know, some politicians, even though I don't understand that. But why are the American people afraid? Oh, you shouldn't say that. Oh, Donald Trump. Dr. Craig, he's the president of the United States. Okay? There should be some standards, shouldn't there? I mean, why is everybody walking around on eggshells? Because, oh, they're worried Donald Trump is going to say he's going to be angry. What is that, Dr. Craig? And why have we given up everything that people fought for in this country in 2 weeks, in 2 months, to this man?
Well, there's an adage, Earl, that democracy fails slowly and until it fails quickly. And so a lot of this has been building up. We know that there are Republican senators, Mitt Romney said so in his biography, that didn't vote for impeachment because they were afraid.
Right.
They were afraid of what Trump's people would do to their family, would threaten them. They wouldn't be safe. That is the beginning of the end of democracy. If people are voting, U.S. senators are voting on fear rather than what is right, the Constitution, and what their duties are. And this continues. And Rachel Maddow had something very good last night at MSNBC, where she had all sorts of, there was a focus group done with all sorts of Michigan Trump voters who had remorse. And these people who were very multiracial were all saying why they were wrong. And now they're terrified. I mean, these are folks that voted for him. And when we were phone banking last night, since Nashua, Wisconsin, we're doing both door knocking and phone banking for the Supreme Court and Department of Public Instruction race, I talked to an Asian woman who said the whole household voted for Trump, and now they're terrified because no one in their community and their family is safe from just being hauled out of the country. So this is someone, you know, she's seen someone with a green card be taken away. This is someone who has a right to vote, right? Yeah, but is terrified. And she wasn't going to vote at all. She said they'd take a time out. I think I moved her towards on Supreme Court that Susan Crawford would be much more likely to use state law and the state constitution to defend the basic rights of everyone to due process. They don't just haul you out in the middle of the night with no process, declare you a gang member, and then you end up in a jail in El Salvador, which is what we're seeing right now. And so you're getting, I'm not saying it's a majority. We know there are some true believers, and they call their regular callers to the show, a couple of them are.
Right.
But there's a group that voted for Trump that didn't see this, didn't believe him on this, thought it was all an act, thought they were watching an episode of The Apprentice or something, apparently.
You know, Dr. Craig, the fact that what he did with this deportation to El Salvador, and so there's no checks and balances. He's the king. He said that the judge who made the decision that this should stop, and that we should take a halt and check to see if these people, because their constitutional rights, if you don't protect their constitutional rights, Dr. Craig, then none of us have any, right? If if they're in this country, they do, and there is a system already in place that prevents what Donald Trump has done, to unilaterally just take these people, send them out, and nobody can now check and see if they are gang members. Because Donald Trump himself said, I have supreme power. I'm the president. So the judges and the judicial system can't overrule me. That's my decision. I'm the person who controls that. Don't people see the problem with that, Dr. Craig?
I think some people are seeing it, but the question is, you know, preventing him. In many ways, he sees this power temporarily, at least, and it's very dangerous. Yeah, I mean, if the case of the of some of these deportations are a great illustration of why there's no accountability. So you have a judge who ordered them orally not to send the, to send these folks overseas, that there would there hadn't been any process to determine they actually were gang members, right? And then they made that, you heard the White House press secretary make this artificial distinction between what the judge said orally and when the written order was posted. There is no such legal distinction. When a judge says in the courtroom, right, you will do this, you need to do this, it has to, then they document it in a written opinion, which was done fairly quickly. Then they started claiming, well, the planes had already left and were over international waters and they have jurisdiction, which is not true. Like, Trump's jurisdiction is global, but not a federal judge. Not the third branch of the Constitution, of Article III power. And then now he has demanded all of the actual records, right, to see when the planes actually left, what the sequence was, and they refused to provide them. And so, and they're in El Salvador, right? You had them retweeting, yes, tweet from the El Salvadoran dictator saying, oops, too late, you know, as they shaved all their heads and put them into into appalling conditions. So this is, and we had the same thing with Mr. Khalil, the Columbia student who was, yes, who was arrested, where they just claim he was supporting terrorism. And all that's really documented is that he opposed Israel's war on Gaza, the indiscriminate punishment of civilians, which has been, most of the world has been appalled by, actually. And that doesn't make you a supporter of Hamas. And being a supporter means you're actually helping them, working with them, giving them material support. And you know what? That's already a crime, and you could be deported for that. But they don't have that. So they just kind of make it up and pull on laws from the Alien and Sedition Act, from the Adams
1917,
80, only in times of war, and then their justification for it being a war, no check on this, is we've declared that gang violence is a kind of invasion and a kind of war. You know, the interesting thing is the Central American gangs actually got their start in the United States by us deporting people who had picked up, and these are gangs that were developed, a lot of them, like in El Salvador, in Los Angeles. So they were exported by us, by our immigration policy. No one knows that. It doesn't appear. I mean, as far as the broad public or even the chattering class, Earl. But we've laid the predicate for all of this, including the conditions, because of our foreign policy for decades, that made Central America unlivable and caused all these streams, because people don't want to leave their homes.
You know,
they really don't.
You know, Dr. Craig, so Donald Trump is calling for the impeachment of the judges, and right, even Justice Roberts had to come out and say, whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, let's see if Justice Roberts can control him, because Justice Roberts is the one who gave him superpowers by, right, declaring him a king and immune. So now he's like, oh, whoa, whoa. Yeah. With judges, there's an appeal process. I think they're making it very clear, Justice Roberts, that they don't actually care about your courts and that you've helped create a dictator.
You know, Dr. Craig, Donald Trump arguing that I got elected. I'm the person. Because people elected me, it doesn't matter what the courts say. So these three branches, you know, the judicial, the presidential, and the Congress, or whatever they are, Dr. Craig, he's He's basically wiping all of that out and making it clear whatever it was is not that way anymore because I'm in town.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's un-American. I mean, American means supporting our Constitution and our and the structure of our government and all of the norms and traditions that have developed over the last 250 years. And so it does not give you, I mean, you know, Vladimir Putin can claim to be elected at some point.
Right.
Does that get that? But then he has said, I therefore always the representative of the people. I can do anything I want. That's not the American system of government. And you really saw it. I mean, Chris Hayes on MSNBC had
a really
interview with Chuck Schumer and really, you know, was constructive and got to the core of it, wasn't trying to, you know, gaslight him. And he just doesn't think there's a constitutional crisis, which explains his behavior and then why he's lying out things you would do in normal government. And Chris Hayes just asked him, is this going to work now? It seems like you're proposing things for a situation that doesn't exist, just normal American government, not this kind of situation with what's going on. Because what are we up to? We're up to 15 district court judges that have found action by DOGE and this administration flagrantly unconstitutional. I'm losing count. It may be more than 15. That's a lot of smoke. There's probably a fire, Earl.
You know, Dr. Craig, it's been 2 months. You know, at the rate that things are going, there's not going to be one pebble unturned that gives them sole power. And even though these judges are standing up and they're pushing back and they're fighting back, they're ignoring that. So I saw Donald Trump with what is her name? I don't know. Ann Coulter. She was interviewing him, and she was asking him, is he willing to follow what the judicial branch says? He says, well, to a point. Well, that's not how it works, Dr. Craig. You don't get to pick and choose. Am I right? You know, what you know, judicial rules you're going to follow?
One of the judges quoted in the Federalist Papers from James Madison, the whole system works by each branch jealously holding its own power and checking the abuses and the overreach of the other. That's the point.
855-752-4842 is the number. Guys, we'll come to you, Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on board. Let's go to the phone lines. John, quickly, you say what?
I say that absolute power corrupts absolutely. What is the purpose of our sending millions of dollars to Israel so they could kill their neighbors, Doctor?
John, thank you very much for the call. Well, you know, Dr. Craig, part of what I've been reading is Netanyahu has reignited this war because he's trying to save his own neck.
I think he's driven entirely by politics and power and by his own reputation and is entirely capable of that. I mean, it'd be silly not to have noticed. The man wears his whole psyche out on his sleeve. So this is not some kind of secret, right? The way he processes things right out loud for in long speeches to the public, you get to see his whole psychology. much more than I would like to, actually. And yes, this is his kind of motivation. Now, the caller cited the adage from Lord Acton that that power corrupts absolutely.
Yes.
Power
corrupts absolutely. Absolutely right.
Actually, in context, what Acton was also saying, because he was talking about, actually, just so folks know, the doctrine of papal infallibility, that is, that the Pope can never make a mistake, okay? So that's what the absolute power he was talking about was. He's a Catholic thinker and theologian. But he also said, and was saying within this context, that impotence also corrupts absolutely. That is, that there is one has to be prepared to have a righteous use of just and moral power. And so you have a juxtaposition of Trump and Republicans in general right now grabbing every piece of power, whether legitimate or not, as they possibly can, try to stop us. And you have Democrats concerned about using their power. And so, in other words, falling into the problem that impotence also corrupts, and absolute impotence corrupts absolutely.
You know, Dr. Craig, you just watched this. It's not getting any better. And you saw Chuck Schumer. As you stated, I saw Chuck Schumer. And, you know, I forgot the guy's name that was interviewed. That was interviewing him
Chris Hayes.
Yeah, Chris Hayes was always one of my favorite. You know, he's kind of gotten up in the years. He's 80 now. But he's
not Chris. Chris is in his 40s, but Schumer's
it's the white-haired guy on MSNBC. Chris. I forgot.
Chris Matthews. Okay, yeah, Chris Hayes interviewed Schumer last night.
Yeah, Chris Matthews. He interviewed him this morning, and and so. You know, Chris Matthews is a guy who calls it straight. So, Dr. Craig, I still, for the life of me, the only way you get this thing worked out is people have to have courage, right? You know, why are Democrats afraid to speak openly? I was talking about this morning where Tim Walz. And they were talking about how the Democrats, which direction they go and how they should, in the future. And Tim Walz said, I don't think we can win over the 77 million who voted for Trump. I'm concerned with the 90 million who stayed home. And then Gavin Newsom said, we should hear out some of the most hardline people on the right. And he basically said, we need to listen to more to Donald Trump. And I said, we're not looking for a warmed over Bill Clinton and Gavin Newsom. And then Governor J.B. Pritzker said, you know, the Trump administration had plunged the country into a villainous cruelty that must be fiercely opposed by unified Democratic front. Of the three of those, Dr. Craig, which one makes sense for the direction of the Democratic Party? Or is it part of all of them?
Yeah, I mean, Gavin Newsom's been a fighter in the past, so I'm not exactly sure where he's coming from. I don't think having a podcast with Steve Bannon is your guest
it doesn't look good.
Does very much. I understand it deeply within the liberal tradition that if we talk with people, that somehow we can create common ground. It just, when you have an authoritarian movement, that's pretty hard. So I'm much more inclined. I think that Walz and Pritzker are making very good points, and I'm not sure if they don't seem to be disagreeing on the need for boldness,
right,
and firmness, though they may be about exact tactics of what that looks like. But Pritzker has been very strong and gave one of the strongest speeches against this in his own State of the State address. It was an epic speech. But Walz is saying a lot of very good things too. So let's see how this dialogue goes on. But it's very different. You see, there's a lot of, you know, historians over the centuries have noted that in many ways, leaders either have the good fortune or bad fortune to be having to have the right personality and characteristics for the time. So maybe Chuck Schumer would be a perfect leader in a different time, and maybe even during his own political career. But if you're unwilling to step up and recognize what the situation is, that's a problem. Now, it doesn't just mean let's just be aggressive and bold and heedless. You should be strategic. You need to be like they are and think about what power we have and how do we exercise it and how do we democratize it? Because we're not just trying to have authoritarian power instead of Donald Trump. We're trying to return it to all the people. So how do you do that? How we do that? That's why I'm fine with Walz and Pritzker and others having this conversation back and forth. But look, the good thing is all but one Democrat in the House and 37 of Democrats in the Senate were willing to take the strong action.
Right.
We've made progress, but all of the headlines are about the disunity and the dissension, which is partly the way the media is and the way they like to frame things and talk about them. But we do need, they're unified. They're unified in fear. Since we're not afraid of each other, we need to be unified in a shared analysis of what's happening and what we need to do.
All right, 855-752-4842. I promise you we'll come to you on the phone lines. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action on the Earl Ingram Show. The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. The one and only Dr. Robert Craig is on deck. Let's go to the phone lines. And Dawn from Tulsa, I guess she's up. Good morning to you, Dawn. You say what?
Good morning to you both. I say that I think we the people need to take back our power and exercise it. And although a difficult task, we could get rid of both Trump and Vance. And we could do that by starting to recall Republican members of both houses of Congress across this country where it's possible by law, and then re-electing people who will vote for both impeachment and conviction to get them, both Trump and Vance, out of office.
So we'll let Dr. Craig respond to whether or not that's legal or not. You know, I don't know. So Dr. Craig, is it, you know, impeaching congressmen and senators, is that possible?
Possible if you have a majority of the House of Representatives and 2/3 of senators. It would probably not an achievable number of you know, because the Republicans are going to go the other
right.
way of people, even with a landslide in the 2026 election. So just because of what seats are up and because of the, you know, there are very few competitive seats in the House, both incumbent parties in many ways create an incumbent protection racket. It used to be in the 19th century that 2/3 of the House of Representatives would turn over in one election. That doesn't happen anymore. It should, actually. That would make the body much more responsive to public opinion. I think that you have to look at what the leverage points are. And the first major leverage point is that they're trying to pass a budget through reconciliation, and they're trying to make massive cuts to things like Medicaid, for example, which provides health care to 1 in 5 Americans and 1/3 of all childbirths, and a lot of other things, long-term care for seniors, people with disabilities, in order to help partially pay for massive tax cuts for the wealthy, 4.5 trillion of them. This is wildly unpopular. They may not be able to pass it because their own representatives, including in Wisconsin, are basically lying as to what their budget framework says. Their budget framework makes it inevitable they have to cut Medicaid. They're saying, well, Medicaid's not in the document. Well, it's going to be. And there's massive mobilizations and protests in districts across the country, including here in Wisconsin, especially in the 3rd Congressional District, which is the most swing of the districts in Wisconsin. Derek Van Orden is the incumbent. That's Eau Claire, La Crosse, Stevens Point, and the western part of the state along the Mississippi River. And so I think that's our first big leverage point. Obviously, there, hopefully, if we can keep fighting, we'll have fair elections in 2026, and we can take back the House and maybe even the Senate, which would, of course, put a huge check on the president. But at this point, I think it's anyone's guess as to, with the kind of resistance that already exists, whether they can do this, whether they can pass this budget. They could not repeal the Affordable Care Act, and that was very damaging to the Trump administration. And he has very little legislative agenda other than that. Everything is through his unconstitutional use of executive authority.
All right, let's go to Robert from Chicago. Good morning to you, Robert. You say what?
This is Mike in Kenosha.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
Hey, good morning. You know, and we're talking about, you know, all this messaging in the boogeyman approach that's been basically shoved down the American people's throats for a long time. Think about this. Think about the right-wing McCarthyism era. Then go into Vietnam and you know, they contrived the USS Maddox event
Tonkin Gulf incident.
And saying that the communists are going to take over Vietnam, so we have to do this. And then, you know, the Bushes come up with their Muslims thing. You know, enough is enough. And it just seems to me, Earl, and I'd love to get your opinion on this, whenever we have these barriers, these protections that promote and support truth to power, all of a sudden, you know, the right-wingers seem to come in and say, hey, no, we can't have a fairness doctrine. We can't do that anymore. You know, they don't want fact-checking in our elections, all this other stuff. Why would anybody support a group of people like today's Republican Party that they're so hell-bent on scareism, terrorism techniques upon the people? You know, what kind of a quality of life do these people, these Republicans who continue to do this, you know, expect the Americans to endure? We're under pressure. We're under duress. Our nation's under attack from within. It's not a quality of life that I like. I'm sure everybody else would disagree or would agree with what I'm saying. And would disagree with the right wingers' approach of stifling all dissent. You know, retribution against those who speak up against them. You know, peeps, we got to be better than this.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
A lot of good points there. I would just say that we know there's a market for this. So we have to deal with that reality. And there's been a market for this kind of conservatism. It was first really pioneered by the conservatives in England, the Tories, who figured out that they could actually sell an economic policy that's mostly good for the elites and for rich people if they provided enough cultural red meat, like nationalism and imperialism and what we're going to get out of conquering other lands, that would work as a substitute. And so we know that model works. The question is, what would make the democratic model and governing in the common interest and actually addressing people's needs in their lives, what would make that work? Because that's what makes people turn to democracy. They have to have a stake in democracy. They have to feel like democracy can work for them, for their communities, for their families, right? And that's where the Democratic Party has been challenged. And I think Senator Chris Murphy has been very good about this. He has evolved from really a moderate So I endorsed Hillary Clinton in 2016 in the primary against Bernie Sanders to someone who, unlike Chuck Schumer, sees the situation. He's saying that what people really need, what would work, is the kind of solutions Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are offering, because they really would transform and improve people's lives. So you really do have to try to make healthcare a right and affordable, accessible for everyone. You really do need to make sure everyone can have a good job with benefits, right, and all of that. And Democrats, I would say, have been, as a group, there have been members of the party that have been very good on this. But as a group, it seems like the messaging comes down to, we're going to make things a little better, right? We're not as bad as the other guys. That's not a great marketing slogan.
All right, let's go to Cassandra. Good morning to you, Cassandra. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. And Robert, it's really nice to have you on the show. I am what is considered a Biden-Trump voter. I've voted Democrat most of my life, and this election in 2024, I voted for the Republican Party, some of members of the Republican Party, and
including Donald Trump. Including Donald Trump.
And I tip it, and I voted for Trump. You know, Earl, I just want to point out a flaw in your logic. It is true.
I welcome that. Go ahead.
It is true what Governor Wolf said, that we have to motivate the 90 million people who did not vote, who did not show up. What my concern is, because I kind of fall in that group, is that what platform, what political agenda are you going to put on the table to bring those people into the voting booth? Yes, you have to go after those voters, but it has to be with some policies. Now, I voted for Trump. As I shared before, I don't agree with everything he's doing, but one primary reason why I voted for him, one of many, was that I disagreed with the Biden-Harris administration over the way they were, over the way they had managed the border. I just cannot understand why the Democratic Party cannot draw a line in the sand and say, if you come into this country and you commit crimes against Americans, you should be supported. I don't see what the problem is. Why people who are committing crimes, why we are opposing deportation. I live in Dane County. The Dane County Sheriff, Barnes, refused to take federal money to cooperate with the federal government in order to
Cassandra,
turn over people who are committing crimes.
I wish I had more time, but I would say to you, and then I'll let Dr. Craig respond. So because you were concerned about what was going on at the border, you voted for a man who's totally dismantling the government as we know it and causing major pain and harm to people in all areas of our nation because you say you were more concerned about what's happening at the border. And I will ask you, do you think that because you were more concerned about what was happening at the border, people's rights and all the things that are being taken away is equal?
Okay, Earl, I'm not clear on your question.
But my question is, Cassandra, you're telling me about the inherent dangers at the border, and that's the reason you voted for Donald Trump. But whatever was going on at the border and what Donald Trump is doing, there's no comparison. What the harm and the danger that he's brought to the American people far outstrips this fictitious idea that majority of the people who are so many people coming in at the border were criminals. They can't back any of that up with facts.
Okay, Earl, I will answer your question with a question. Whether you like to admit it or not, Chuck Schumer just made you a MAGA member by voting for the House continuing resolution and those 10 Democrats who also voted for the House resolution. The reason why the House Democrats are so furious with Chuck Schumer and those senators is because they have vulnerable members on the front line, and now they have just muddied the waters in terms of the vote. Their challenger can say, well, it was a bipartisan.
Well, Cassandra, I wish I had more time. Thank you for the call. Dr. Craig, can't wait for your response. 855-752-4842. Guys, hang on. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to what is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to Cassandra?
Let me just respond to the immigration piece. This is what makes it so hard to have these conversations. And liberals believe in sifting and winnowing ideas and values and facts and coming to a consensus. It's very hard to do with modern conservatives. It is simply not true that the country refuses to deport criminal aliens. It just isn't. This is made up. Now, of course, and we've seen it fast and loose with the Trump administration, they're not mostly deporting people who have been convicted of crimes. That's all a messaging point on their part in order to scare people. If you do know about someone committing any kind of serious crime who only has a green card or a student visa or a work visa, they are deported, actually. So what does this come back to, Earl? So it's hard to have that discussion when basic facts have been completely made up. And I'm not saying that the caller did it. She's consuming this information. It's coming across from people she relies on, and they're happy to lie to her. So since the George W. Bush administration, where George W. Bush tried to immigration reform like Reagan had successfully done and failed, Republicans have come to the decision, we want to leave a broken system. We don't want to adjust it to the fact that we have a lot more migration going on now. We have it partly because we helped break the Central American countries, and partly because of global warming, which Trump is going to make worse, which is causing people need to migrate from the global south. At the same time, we know our economy cannot grow without immigration. So we need a sensible immigration policy that determines who can come and has an orderly process and sets reasonable numbers. They've deliberately broken it for political reasons and because they can manipulate people like the well-intentioned caller. I do appreciate her, you know, saying how she used to vote, why she voted as she did, and laying out her premises. That's great. I'm telling her that unfortunately, until we can agree on basic facts to have a discussion, it's really hard to have a debate based on propaganda points that someone like Donald Trump or Steve Bannon have just, or Stephen Miller have just made up out of whole cloth.
All right, let's go to Brendan. Hey, Brendan, you're up.
Yeah, I'm going to take an opposite direction from Dr. Robert Craig, okay? I don't appreciate her communication or her message. She comes back to you with another question and says that Chuck Schumer made us all MAGA because of the way he voted? No, he didn't, Cassandra. And Cassandra, you are so far into the weeds, you need to get back out to your garden, okay? The immigration in this country has been a problem since ALF was a weekly sitcom on TV, Cassandra. And if you'd have done your homework, you'd have seen that Obama and Biden have been deporting people. But I guess racism comes in all different colors, because if you made your vote based on just that decision, you are way off, lady.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ann. Hey, Ann, good morning. You say what?
Yes, I have to echo the same thing. I like how Cassandra voted for Trump for one issue, the border, over all our freedoms, Earl. This is our freedom. First off, Trump has made these poor immigrants into these awful people. And once again, people like Cassandra, who won't even say she's a MAGA, because she is, she voted for one thing, she took the Kool-Aid, and now she wants to blame the Democrats. And what can the Democrats do to get us out of this mess? Really? No. Trump is now our Democratic issue. The issue is people don't vote, Earl, and Republicans know it. So what do? They make voting harder, because they know if they do this, they win. If everyone votes, we know Democrats win. So people need to get out and vote. Thank you, Earl.
Hey, Ann, thank you very much for the call. Cindy, you're up next.
Hello. Hello. My head is still exploding from Cassandra. I have to agree with your last couple of callers. Anyway, Don called earlier and said about recalling, not impeaching. And we in Wisconsin can recall all of our legislators, just like we tried with Fox Taiwanese Conjob Walker. And so that is an option we have. I don't know if every state has that option. But something that we, the people, seem to have forgotten is that our politicians are not the boss. We, the people, are the boss. And that includes being the boss of the convicted felon in charge.
Hey, Cindy, thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Craig, Cassandra and what she had to say, I spoke earlier about the fear-mongering that conservatives have done. And they have a whole list of people who believe that America is the most unsafe place and that people are coming to get them. And so they throw everybody into that bag, Dr. Craig. And the statistics won't bear out how, you know, that this is, people are unsafe to move around in this country. It's just not so, is it?
No, and immigrants are less likely to commit crimes. If they commit any kind of serious crime, now that gets thrown together. You know, someone is convicted of speeding or jaywalking, should be deported. I think we could have a discussion of that. I wouldn't think so, honestly. But we can have that discussion. Or in the case of Mr. Khalil taking a stand that conservatives don't like on the execution of the Gaza war by Israel's right wing leadership, which is not any kind of defense, or I'm just speaking for myself, or glorification of October 7th. October 7th is the largest mass killing of Jews since the Holocaust. It's an abomination, but it doesn't, as Congressman Pocana said, need to lead to population punishment. So I do think that part of the thing we need to do, Earl, is we need to rebuild democracy that works for people in order to save democracy. We kind of have to do both of these things at once.
You know, Dr. Craig, we've got to get you out in the community, and I'll do a show in our community where we got some time to have you on. We're going to be doing that. No question. I hope you'll accept the invitation.
If I can make it, I'm wherever you want me to go.
All right. We're going to make it happen. Thank everybody who made the show go.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.